This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We still have to talk about the teachers' unions and emails. And just one last thing. The UN, of all places, says Joe Biden's border is the deadliest land crossing in the world. Gosh, that is friggin' pathetic. Did you hear what Elizabeth Warren said? These people are... there's a common saying on the right that abortion is a sacrament to the communists, or to the left is what they usually say. And I never really fully understood what that meant, but man, it really is.
Senator Warren also taking aim at pregnancy crisis centers.
Here in Massachusetts, these so-called crisis pregnancy centers outnumber genuine abortion clinics by 3 to 1.
She says women walk into the centers believing they'll get abortions. Instead, they try to talk women out of it. She calls it a bait and switch.
They are giving it over to people who wish them harm. And that has to stop. We need to put a stop to that in Massachusetts right now.
These people are evil, man. These people are... I mean, look, wherever you fall on abortion, again, I don't expect you to be as pro-life as me. I don't care. But... who hates a crisis pregnancy center where young, scared women, sometimes older scared women, I guess, but where scared women walk in and they're there to help and they're free of charge, sonograms, help, even help with adoption. I mean, they're wonderful places. Who has an issue with that except for demonic monsters? Who in the world has an issue with taking a young woman who's afraid and helping her? Isn't that like a normal thing? Unless you're an anti-human. Unless you're an anti-human communist. All right. Dear Crayon Eater, your burger is amazing. Yes, I know it was. Also, I have a question. What do you think of the Marines turning into mushy babies? For Pete's sake, it should be like Full Metal Jacket. I love the show. Can you play Frito Bandito for me, please? Of course I can, sir.
Ay, 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 ay.
I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
What do I think about the Marines turning into mushy babies? It sucks. What do you want me to say? It sucks. I point out higher education and how they've destroyed these institutions like Stanford and Princeton and Harvard, and people will write in, I went to Harvard, how dare you? And I try to explain, look, I don't care that you're offended. Understand that I'm going through the same thing. Marines are turning into an embarrassment. What do you want me to say? And there are so many tough guy Marines that are in there that are horrified by what's happening, but they're powerless to do anything about it. The Marines are out there celebrating Pride Month. The Marines are out there putting rainbow-colored bullets in a helmet and advertising it. The Marines, when I was a kid, they still had that recruiting poster up there with some drill instructor staring in someone's face, getting ready to chew him out, saying, we don't promise a rose garden. The Marines out there, they used to promise you, oh, it's going to suck. Are you sure you want to join? It's going to suck. I promise it's going to be miserable. Do you want to be miserable? And men have always signed up for that. Oh, yeah. Yep. I want to know. How bad is it going to suck? I want to see what I'm made of. Today, look at it. It's an embarrassment. Turning into an embarrassment, I should say. It's awful. But this is what the communist does. We talked about this a lot. It's why they're talking about setting up abortion tents on federal lands. The communist doesn't look at his control over things and views himself as some kind of a good steward over it. That's not at all how the communist views things. If I was to put you in charge of the military right now, here, there's the keys. The military's all yours. What would you do with it? You might make some mistakes, but you would want your military to be some tough fighting force capable of defending America. That's what you would try. Everything you did with your control of the military would be geared towards that. That would be your aim. I want this to be a tough, awesome thing that can fight for the country. The communist doesn't even consider that. He doesn't sit down. That doesn't cross his mind. He's not worried about force readiness. He's not worried about these guys being ready and these guys being tough and these guys. He's not worried. That wouldn't enter his mind. That wouldn't enter his mind as much as it would enter your mind to put women's underwear on your head. Honestly, that concept is that foreign to him. Although I guess maybe you're into that. But anyway, the concept is that foreign to him. He looks at the military as something he now controls. Therefore, it's something he can use to push his agenda. So they're destroying all of it, man. I mean, I like to make fun of the Air Force just because it's the Air Force. But no, in all seriousness, I like to, you know, rib on the other services just because that's what we do. But the truth is, they're all going down the same path, even my beloved Marine Corps. We talked about this. We've talked about this extensively. They go after what you love. They go after what is good. They do that on purpose. It's not like they're stumbling around and they happen to stumble into ruining all the things you love and enjoy. It doesn't work that way. They ruin the things you love. They do it on purpose. They do what? What, Chris? Yeah. Chris brought up the four olds. Mao's four olds. You remember what they are, right? The Mao's four olds. Mao was already in control of China. He'd been in control of China. They took over China. The communists took over China in 1949, they completed their takeover of China. And Mao was already in control of the whole country. So why this cultural revolution all of a sudden to get rid of the four olds? And you remember what the olds are? Old ideas, old culture, old customs, old habits. What does that mean? Oh, I don't know. You don't know. It meant anything Mao didn't like about what was and what had come before, he could put it in one of those four categories and justify destroying it. You realize, you know who Confucius is? That famous Chinese philosopher, Confucius. That's how we get the word confusing, Confucius. It doesn't matter if you know who he is. You don't have to be some expert on Confucius. But this is a guy who was around a long time ago. You realize they even dug up his grave? They went to famous Chinese graves with any person who had a big part of Chinese culture, and they dug up the bones. They destroyed the grave sites. Buddhism was obviously big in China. They tore down the Buddhist temples and killed the monks. Anything, old books. This is part of the most devastating part. Family books. Families would have books where they would have their entire heritage written in the book. And these things, hundreds of years old. Some of these books were hundreds of years old. We're not talking about Ancestry.com or whatever it is here. You have to write all this stuff down. You could sit down with these brittle pages and go through this book and find out who your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was and find out he was part of this dynasty and he fought here and he did. They took the books and they burned them. They took everything good and decent about China. And they destroyed it all. They didn't worry about the stuff that was already crap. That stuff was already right where they wanted it. They took anything decent anyone might possibly cling to other than communism, and they destroyed it. They're doing the same thing right now with the military. The military is no exception. And honestly, I'm mostly heartbroken for the studs who are still in and are sick about it. Because I know you write me emails all the time, and I love them. You'll always be anonymous. But the studs who are in, who just want to serve, who want to fight for their country, want to do the right thing, they're sick about what they see all around them. You should hear the things they say to me. It's awful. That's how it goes. All right. I'm going to address this teachers union thing. And we have an email roundup still. We still have a ton to go. But look, I know these things are all, it's a lot of this stuff is scary and it's overwhelming. Just know that you have to take care of yourself. You have to look out for yourself now. Look out for your family, your community. That means your physical self as well. If we're going to turn into a bunch of low-T losers on the right, then we're already finished. Testosterone levels, this is not your fault. It's not my fault. Testosterone levels have dropped by 50% in 50 years. They've been cut in half. We had better change that. Chalk, they're trying to change that. Natural herbal supplements, not medicine, chemical injections, none of that crap. Natural herbal supplements from the most hardcore anti-communist company I've ever worked with. 35% off. Fellas, go get a male vitality stack. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Ladies, female vitality stack. Whatever your health desires are, they're there. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off anything in the store, the whole place. CHOQ.com, code Jesse.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I do have to let's give Dome another shout out for laying out all the problems we face.
Inflation is really high. Are you concerned about a recession? The administration said that they weren't that worried about inflation, and then that changed.
I think that there can be no higher priority than what we have been clear is our highest priority, which is...
She's so bad at it. And this was Dome from Highland Park.
We gotta take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
How is it possible she's still this bad? And I realize she was never vetted. She's the ultimate diversity hire. She made her way up. Well, we all know how she got her her start in politics. And then she made her way up because she came up through the California system where they were never going to vet her seriously. I get all that. But you know what? Let's use this example. What if, for whatever reason, they decided they were going to diversity hire me into the NBA, the National Basketball Association? Yes, I know I'm 6'8", Chris. Believe me, I'm not good at basketball. I can hold my own. I played for a lot of years. I can hold my own. I'm not athletic at all. I'm not going to the NBA, all right? But let's say they did. Jesse, we really want you on the New York Knicks. Okay, good deal. Okay, I would get to the Knicks, and I would be terrible. Absolutely dreadful. I would never even come close to getting off the bench. However, I would show up at all the practices. I would be there at every practice going through all the drills with all the other Knicks players. So after 4 or 5 years of being on the Knicks, no, I still wouldn't get in the game, but I'd be able to hoop. I mean, I'd be able to hold my own on the basketball court, not with the other NBA players, but if you and I met on a basketball court somewhere, I'd destroy you. Why? Practicing with professionals for 5 years. Let's translate that to Dome. She's now the vice president of the United States of America. She was at one point in time a United States senator from California, our wealthiest state by a mile, state AG, now vice president. This human being has been giving speeches and speaking in front of people for a living for years now. So how is it possible she's still this bad? You've been practicing with the Knicks. You still can't hit a free throw?
Inflation is really high. Are you concerned about a recession? The administration said that they weren't that worried about about inflation, and then that changed.
I think that there can be no higher priority than what we have been clear is our highest priority, which is...
How is that possible? All right. Now I have a little soundbite to play you because there's some teachers union news out there you should be aware of. But first, I want to play you this dad. This is courtesy of our friend Libs of TikTok, dug up this video. And, well, listen to this father and listen closely.
If you have teenage kids in Washington State, watch this video. I get a call today from the counselor at the high school, Snohomish, Washington. They proceed to say, your child, 15 years old, did not pick up his antidepressants at the end of the school year. I said... He's not on antidepressants. Like, what are you talking about? My kid is not depressed. And they proceed to tell me that they had a psychiatrist come to the school and give my kid antidepressants. And he's been on them for several months. I had no knowledge. I knew nothing about it. Knew nothing. Come to find out, it's 100% legal. They could do whatever they want with our kids in Washington State in the school program. Number one, if they're giving a child prescription in your home, you should know. Period.
Okay. He goes on. Headline, teachers union to vote on mandatory masking, an enemies list, and rejecting the words mother and father. And in case you think this is some backwater teachers union, this is the National Education Association. This is their annual conference. It's being held in Chicago. I know... You may have grown up in a different era. I mean, if you grew up in any era beside this one, you grew up in a different era where you went off to school, or maybe you sent your kids off to school, or and it was reading, writing, arithmetic. It was learning about history. It was learning crappy algebra, which really sucks, but we don't have to get into that right now. It was different. It is really, really critical that you understand, that parents everywhere understand, that is not the era in which we live. These people are wolves now. These people are trying to rip your children out of your arms and teach them to hate you and hate themselves and hate their country. And we have got to be vigilant. If you can homeschool your children, homeschool your children. If you can put your kids in some sort of private school, once you've vetted it, remember, private schools are far from perfect right now, too. If you have vetted a private school and you can afford to get them in it, get them in it. Charter schools. If you can't do any of that, and I realize that's not everyone's situation, life is imperfect. Get your butt in the school library and look at what books they're making available to your child. Get down. Look, I know it sucks after work. after a long day to hop in the car and drive down to a boring, crappy school board meeting. I know it sucks. Get down there and rally people, rally neighbors, rally friends, rally family members. These people are after your children. They are very, very purposeful. We've talked about this before. In the same way, you looking at a mother walking down the street with her two kids, it would never occur to you to go take those kids away from her and teach them different values and teach them to hate her. It would never enter your mind. It would never enter their minds not to do that. It would never even occur to these people to leave your children alone. They think you're an evil, racist, disgusting colonizer. They think you're backwoods. They think your old ways are Nazi-like. And they believe they should take your children away from you and teach your children to despise you and despise the values you've taught them. And I know you may be sitting there right now saying, not my kids. I've taught them right. You don't understand how susceptible children are to this stuff. Children, even ones who've been taught right, even your kids, they're still sponges. Be vigilant. All right, more email roundup, climate change insanity. You still have headlines I didn't get to. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baby, you want the
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It's an okay song, Chris. Let's not make it more than it is. Okay, it's an okay song. All right? And I realize we've fallen a little behind on the email roundup. I'll get to that in a second. Couple things. You can email the show. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, you can watch my TV show every night, 9 p.m. Eastern on the First TV. We have a fresh one for you tonight you'll enjoy. You can watch me do the radio show. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse. And if you're watching me do the radio show on the simulcast right now, and you're looking at that t-shirt and you're saying to yourself, does Jesse have his own face on his t-shirt? The answer is yes, Jesse does. You can go buy all the merchandise. It's all on the First TV's website. And what Chris merch may already be on there. If not, it's coming. We have anti-communist merch. You've been asking for merch. Finally giving you merch. All right? It's on the First TV website. Let's listen to Klaus Schwab one more time. I want to keep playing this because I want to make sure everyone understands what we're up against here.
Waves of lockdowns and the stresses of finding work or returning to workplaces have even amplified the existential and often silent mental health crisis. So, what should you do? You, the millennials and the Generation Z, what should you do differently? Most immediately, you are calling for the international community to safeguard vaccine equity to respond to COVID-19 and prevent future health crises. Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
Are you creeped out yet? And by the way, what kind of vaccine is this that requires me to take it? Your vaccine only works if I take it? That's quite a vaccine. Dear Oracle, you said that Trump and DeSantis are most likely going to fight for the presidency in 2024, and I agree. My question is, who do you predict their VP picks will be? As we've seen with Dome, the backup matters. Buenas tardes, and listen, thank you. He says I can use his name. His name is Jason. Jason.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you too. The VP picks I never know, because here's what happens. Normally, this is what happens. The VP you pick is a VP that evens you out. You pick a VP that fills in gaps either you think you have or gaps people tell you you have. Why did Joe Biden pick Dome? Well, because the Democrat Party likes to bill itself as the party of minorities, right? They care about the downtrodden, the minorities. Well, Joe Biden is 8,000 years old, almost undoubtedly a racist person, judging by his comments, and he's white. He's white as snow. Joe Biden needed to be evened out. So what do? Go pick a black woman. Gives you the female, gives you the black, gives you the filling in of the gaps, which is uniquely appropriate when it comes to Dome, but we're not going into that right now, Chris. Why did Trump pick Pence? Well, what is Trump? Trump is bombastic, a fighter, a brawler, in your face. Trump's going to speak off the cuff. Trump's going to call you a horse face. Trump is going to do all these things. Okay, you probably loved that about Trump. Frankly, I loved that about Trump. Some people, it was too much. Gentle suburban mom types, lots of them, was too much. What do? You pick someone to even that out. You pick Mike Pence. Mike Pence, at least what he sells people, is that he's this gentle, soft-spoken, very humble, you know, just one of these guys, a statesman-like. He even has perfect hair. That's what Mike Pence is selling, filling in that statesman gap for Trump. DeSantis and Trump, let's say they square off and one of them wins. I don't know who their VP picks will be, but I guarantee it will be somebody, or I should say, I hope it will be somebody who fills in their gaps. What are their gaps? Trump will probably pick someone like that again. I could see Trump picking somebody like Ben Carson. Ben Carson, doctor, soft-spoken, more of a, I don't know if you'd call him gentle, but more of a gentle sounding type. He evens Trump out. Plus he's black. Trump is white. Helps even Trump out. DeSantis, I mean, I don't know. If DeSantis wins it, who knows? Who knows? I guess we'll see. Jesse, you crayon-eating cretin. You mentioned in the past that you left active duty with the Marines. You were essentially a recluse sitting in dark rooms and drinking yourself into a stupor. As a PSA, could you tell us how you ever emerged from that dark world, how you met your dime wife and reemerged into normal life? Your story could help a lot of ex-GIs who are teetering on the edge. One, and this is going to sound ridiculous, it is, but I will tell you this, and I'm not here to judge you. If this is your situation and you're struggling with that, you're never going to get judgment here. In fact, I want you to email me if you're struggling. We'll see if we can't get you hooked up with something. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I want you to email me. There's a hotline for you. 866-210-1303. 866-210-1303. You can email us. So I'm not judging you, but I will say this first and foremost. You mentioned the drinking myself into a stupor. The drinking makes it worse. Now, in the short term, once I would get back to my apartment from work or school and I'd close all the blinds and I would start hammering beers and you start feeling a little loose, that feels good. In the end, though, because of what it does in your mind, the drinking makes it worse. A lot of brothers I have, veterans who are struggling and have struggled, booze played a part in that lots of the time. Again, that's not me judging you. If you need help getting away from that, get away from that. And again, I'm not some saint. I'm not telling, oh, I'll never drink alcohol. I'm not telling you that. I would never do that. Walking away from the booze is a great, great first step. If you need help with that, get help with that. There's no shame. There's no shame in that. You know who has struggles with things? You know who has struggles? Everyone. Everyone. And I know, especially in this social media world, you go online and you go on Instagram and look at little Miss Patty and look how pretty and perfect she is and her husband's perfect and their kids are perfect and they must have a perfect life. I bet when they go home, they just sing and dance and laugh all the time. They've got problems too. Everybody has problems. You got problems, get help with your problems. So one, if you're wading into the booze and you're struggling with that, find a way to walk away from that. That was a big help. Two, time helps, man. Time helped a lot too. Just because you're hurting more than you can bear right now doesn't mean you're going to be hurting more than you can bear a year from now. It doesn't mean that at all. So maybe just keep going. Three, find yourself a church. Go get a church. Doesn't mean you got to go give your life to Christ day one or something like that. Go get a church. Go get a community of people who will be around you and support you. As far as meeting the dime, brother, you'll find yourself a dime. Ladies, if it's you, maybe you're the one struggling, don't worry. That man of your dreams is out there just because you ain't met him yet. Well, I mean, I don't mean you ain't ever going to meet him. Remember, you only get to meet the person of your dreams once. You only have to meet him once. Just because it wasn't today, don't mean it ain't tomorrow. All right, there's my Tony Robbins talk. We have to do headlines I didn't get to. I'll get to a couple more emails next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, but don't worry. We'll be right back here tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Because it's Thursday, right? And the week is flying by. I know. Tomorrow's Thursday. Don't forget, Friday's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. There's no law that says you can't get your questions in right now. Chris sets them all aside for Friday. Don't think there's a too early on the questions. Or your love, your hate, or your death threats. Send those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, before I forget, save yourself a pile of money. You know, MyPillow is having a huge sale because Mike Lindell got kicked out of Walmart because those scumbags don't want to hear about a stolen election. Maybe go say thanks to Mike Lindell while getting the greatest pillow ever as low as $19.88. You got to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, promo code Jesse gets you this screaming deal on it. Remember, they also have Giza Dream Sheets. They have the My Slippers. They have the mattress topper. Have I ever told you about the mattress topper? I have. I think it's a 4-inch mattress topper. You lay down in your bed and it's like you're sinking into a cloud. It's the greatest thing ever. All that's for sale. You got to go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're driving. Just call 800-845-0544. Back to the email roundup before I get to headlines, Chris. Jesse. Didn't all of Congress swear to uphold the Constitution and defend it? If they don't, I say kick them out for breach of contract. Well, all of Congress is up for re-election every 2 years. If you feel like they're not upholding their oath, you can kick them out. If you don't kick them out, you don't care as much as you think you do. Dear Jesse, love the show, but your decision... Oh, this is from a couple weeks ago. Your decision to take a vacation next week isn't working for me. Would you consider moving it to the following week so it coincides with my vacation? There is, honestly, there is nothing worse than when your favorite radio host, when he takes a vacation. It sucks. There's just this huge gap in your day. I feel bad now doing this to people. Now I'm that guy. For so long, I would work construction jobs out of town, and that's where I fell in love with talk radio. I would just, same thing as you. I would have, you know, hour and a half, 2 hour commutes each way. I'd turn on talk radio, and so I had all my favorites. When you would turn on your favorite show and it's not their voice and you knew it was fill-in day and you know like 5 seconds into it, you're thinking, oh, this sucks. It does suck. Dr. Jesse, I'm a nurse administrator. It's worse than you think. I'm being forced to attend diversity, equity, and inclusion training. I'm a white Christian male, so this may not go well for me. If I speak the truth, I will get fired. I have no intention of lying, so I'm preparing to lose my job. A job pays $200,000 a year. My wife's on board and we're preparing for this. I cannot go along or not go along to get along any longer. Look, as you know, I never encourage people to cough up their jobs. I never have done that. I never will do that because I, by the grace of God, Premier lets me say whatever I want. The First TV, they let me say whatever I want. So because my job's at risk, I'm not putting yours at risk. But that doesn't mean I don't admire those of you who do. We are going to have to push back in all of our own little ways. People who take big chances and give up things like, gosh, $200,000, $200,000 job is big boy money. People who give up things like that, man, I really, really, really admire it.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Article describing benefits of world hunger published by the UN goes viral. Isn't it funny how they start to prep the ground early on? Haven't you noticed how many articles are coming out about the greatness of bugs and why you should eat bugs and bugs are good for you? Bug this and bug that, bug this. And now they're talking about how beneficial it is that starving people in Africa will sit and watch their children starve to death in front of their eyes. These people are evil. Speaking of evil, quote, satanic Georgia guidestones partially destroyed in early morning bombing. That's just very, very, very weird how many firebombings and firings and bombings and just there's a lot of terrorist activity right now taking place within the borders of the United States of America and probably something to keep our eyes on. Climate change protesters glue themselves to centuries-old copy of Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper painting. Until we start treating all climate change people as if they're a clear and present danger to whatever nation they're in, we'll never get over this. Believe me, these people are the enemies of humanity. I don't care that their mental illness has told them they're the saviors of humanity. They're the enemies of humanity. This stuff should be criminalized. These people should be locked up. Start locking these people up for years in prison, in state prisons and federal prisons, and watch all these protests stop. These protests continue because these people are handled with kid gloves. If you block like a highway, let's say you go out there and block a highway, a major thoroughfare, and you take that person and you throw them in state prison where they have to look over their shoulder in the shower for 10 years, you'll watch these climate protests stop immediately. But you're never going to get that because, again, we're sandwiched top and bottom. The DAs, the mayors, they're on the same side as these street communists, so they're all working against us. Biden's communications director, Kate Bedingfield, leaving the White House in coming weeks. You're going to see a lot more of this prior to the midterms. Joe Biden is officially the least popular president in history. They're all looking for a lifeboat off the Titanic. Pharmacists now can prescribe Pfizer's COVID pill under the FDA order. Here's just another reminder to you that the FDA, they caused suicides, lots of them. The FDA, with their guidance, with the things they've issued, they've caused suicides, the FDA and CDC. These people don't need to resign. They don't need to be fired. We need arrests. We need public trials. We need all the information, not just information you like or information they like. We need all the information exposed to the public so we can all see it at the public trials, and these people need to go away for a very long time. DeSantis team hits back at media figures, debunked claim of students registering political views with the state. I think it's ridiculous that any student would be asked to register their political views with the state. It's just the professors who should be forced to do that. Oil price boosting gasoline market is starting to cool down. Oh, good. Maybe it'll go down to $5 a gallon. Biden allowed 5 million barrels of oil from the National Reserve to go abroad. Just a reminder, the destruction is intentional. And here's another reminder for you. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I don't think we're going to take phone calls again this week. You know, I don't like phone calls. Maybe I'll have a guest on this week. We don't do many calls. We don't do many guests. It's mainly just a whole lot of me, which is how I prefer it, Chris. Keep your chin up. We'll be back tomorrow. I promise we're going to have a lot more fun. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.